An American Boy. How autobiographical is Junkie? Or to put it another way, what relation does William Burroughs have to William Lee? These questions need answering because Burroughs' first novel was the most mined source of information about his life for some 35 years, until publication of Ted Morgan's biography in 1988. In particular, the prologue, where Burroughs filled in the narrative's missing background, used to be taken as a wholly reliable biographical resource. Most of the details do turn out to be correct, even the most unlikely ones. Case records from the Payne Whitney Psychiatric Clinic prove that Burroughs' doctors really had never heard of Van Gogh, for example. But recent Burroughs criticism has nevertheless shown the artful rather than artless nature of its presentation of facts. And what of the rest of the narrative? Ginsberg was first to point out the obvious in the Appreciation he wrote in 1952, see Appendix 4. It's the autobiography of one aspect of the author's career and obviously cannot be taken as an account of the whole man. Now that we have two biographies, the other by Barry Miles, a volume of letters covering the period, and a mass of interviews, journalism, and critical material, it's possible to see just how partial the account given really is. Rather than go into the fine details of the narrative's accuracy or selectivity, it is, I think, more instructive to focus on the holes in it that are so large they are easy to overlook. For example, there are portraits of Herbert Hunky, the Times Square hustler who passed the word beat to Kerouac and who appears in Junkie as Herman, and of the thief Phil White, a.k.a. the sailor, to whom Burroughs initially planned to dedicate his novel and who appears in it as Roy. But there's not one word referring to the two key figures he befriended at this time, Ginsberg and Kerouac. These significant absences make for a revealing contrast to Kerouac's work. Although Burroughs read The Town and the City just weeks into the writing of his own first novel, Junkie didn't follow that path of group myth-making, autobiographical fiction that characterized Beat Generation writing. There's also very little about his wife, Joan Vollmer Adams. Given his focus, there was never going to be much, but after the shooting accident in September 1951 that killed her, Burroughs was put on the spot when Ace pressured him for more. About death of Joan, I do not see how that could be worked in, he wrote Ginsberg in April 1952. I did not go into domestic life in Junk because it was, in the words of Sam Johnson, nothing to the purpose.